Hello, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. And Mr. Jojet is going to be part of the evening's festivities as well when he wants to get on. And we'll wait for him to do that when we get to his part. So, anyway, welcome to our informational call, at least that's what I call it, to discuss our participation in this Easter event. Now, Yeshua, you know, had informed us that he would like us to hold an Easter call so that anybody who would be interested could be on it. So basically, it's public. We have sent this invitation to all our various lists and would encourage you to do the same when you had a chance. Again, Joe and I will give you some background to help explain the reasons for this communication and to kind of fill you in on what has been proposed and why we are going to do this. But let's first get centered here. So let's all take our big deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Archangel Gabriel to lead us in the centering meditation.
It is I, Gabriel. I come as an angelic and archangelic of light. It's important for you to recognize that I am one of the four archangels that sit in the perimeter of the diamond shape seventh dimensional light template. This is a very important gathering that you will participate in. You have been prepared for the last few years of your time to do this service project. And this service project is to hold the frequencies of the light templates of fifth, sixth, seventh dimension, as well as Christ consciousness within your field and within your body, so that it is a stabilized format, a stabilized energetic crucible, if you will, a little different from the crucible that we have created together in Seating of the Divine. So it's a significant step in imprinting Christ consciousness within the collective consciousness of all humanity, of all humans on planet Earth. Now, for the last 3 years, each year, you have participated in an Easter call. This one is equally as important and is energetically potent. It just has a little different focus. So before we get started, I would like to lead you in a centering meditation so that you are very centered and stably positioned to hear what is said, and also to participate with Yeshua, and we will afford you an opportunity to ask questions relating to this gathering. So if you will take a deep breath and center yourself in the consciousness of your sacred heart. Be in your Merkaba field. notice the frequency that you are carrying within this Merkaba field, that fifth dimensional frequency of light. Now, one by one, begin to enter the beautiful crucible of light, of sitting in the divine, taking your seat with all the beings of light who are members, as are you. They are excited as you are, in anticipation for their role in the service that they will perform with you. Acknowledge your unification with every member of this crucible. And be conscious of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates that you, as a human, as spirit in form, carry in your energetic field and in your body. Feel the exhilaration of the presence of this light in all of its significant templates and iterations. Remember how you have altered the electromagnetic field of the body, as well as the electromagnetic field of the earth. You are creators, beloveds, in form. And you have an impact on the environment of the earth, as well as in the environment within yourself, especially in your mental, emotional body. Beginning to learn about sovereignty in the body, where you are capable of directing your energies, your light, at will. Now remember that beautiful, beautiful diamond holograph, that diamond geometry that is filled with the magenta color code. We archangels are stationed at each point, and Yeshua stands radiantly in the center of this holograph. He beckons to you. He draws you in. He magnetizes you to join him in the center of this beautiful diamond. And you are filled with the love that emanates from him. Notice this brilliant white light that is descending into your soul, your spirit, and your body. It is the Holy Spirit of the All That Is, meeting and merging with your Holy Spirit, so that you are a very viable conductor of light energy in this moment and at the Easter gathering. Deep breath and look upon the beauty of who you are at that spirit level, the grandeur of what you are capable of doing. Another deep breath. Become very present in this meeting.
Thank you, Gabriel, as always, for setting such a wonderful energy and putting us in the right place. We are certainly blessed to have you as part of the group. For that, we are very grateful. Now, just a little bit of background here on this the Easter call. Again, it's meant to celebrate the way Easter celebrations were meant to be, which, of course, is the resurrection and ascension. You know, it used to be based on the pagan celebration of spring, fertilization, planting of food, and, of course, nature. Now, this year, it will also be based on the dimensional shift that is happening right now. A new 7-year cycle has begun, and the joyful unification with the divine Christ consciousness. This will be a community project, open to the public, to plant the seeds of awareness of Christ consciousness and the element of love, as Gabriel has stated. Our senior of the Vine Group is asked to hold Christ consciousness, the awareness of the seventh dimensional template, the magenta color codes, and the element of love. Since our community has been integrating these energies for the last several months, who better then represent these energies as they are held in human form stably. Now, Joan would like to make some comments, and she will be followed by Joe, who will make some comments about the significance of the elements of love and the seventh dimensional templates. And then finally, Joan will bring forth Yeshua to answer any of your questions regarding this Easter call. Of course, once that is finished, we will conclude for the evening. And we certainly appreciate you all attending this evening and being part of this wonderful gift that we are giving. And here's Joan.
I am so pleased to be part of our crucible and this group of seating in the divine. I just cannot tell you how grateful I am to be part of these projects and this teaching that we have been so fortunate to receive. So I would like to talk just briefly a little bit about what's needed from you as a group. And basically, it's a lot like what Gabriel just led you in that meditation about centering yourself in your sacred heart, in the consciousness, about creating a Merkaba field and acknowledging yourself as being in the crucible of light in a unified state with all members of the crucible, both human and light beings. You are the anchors. We all are the anchors of this refined frequency of the light of Christ consciousness. Be conscious of your ability to hold that fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light template within your energetic form. Know that you carry that stability of the fifth dimensional light template. To carry the electromagnetic refined energies of the sixth-dimensional light template. And also know that you're surrounded by a perfect magenta diamond holograph that is always in your field as you emanate that fifth-dimensional frequency. This is a lot for you to remember. So we suggest that you take a few minutes before the Easter call to sit in a quiet setting and look at your frequency field of light. Line up all the things that we have suggested within your field and be confident that you are providing such a valuable service that will allow this imprint to take hold. It will be delivered through the energetics given by Yeshua. But make no mistake, without you, it could not be seated because you hold it in your body. And it makes it so much easier then for it to be transmitted and received at that physical level. A lot of people will not be conscious of what they were just imprinted with, will have no clue, maybe for years. But eventually, they will wake up and they will know. They won't have to struggle to learn because that imprint is within their sacred heart. So I think that concludes what I have to say. So I invite Joe to talk about some things about that seventh dimensional light template and his participation in these Easter calls. Mm-hmm.
Joe, star six.
Hello, everybody.
Here's Joe.
And very grateful to be here. And I would just like to reiterate, you know, what Joan said. You know, it just, I am in awe that I get to participate with all of us and Yeshua and the collective to be able to participate in this project of seeding Christ consciousness in the human collective. And that's just mind-boggling. So this Easter call, it's with Yeshua, has become a tradition over the last three or so years, and in the past they've geared it towards our collective exclusively. You know, if you recall, 2 years ago we traveled back 2,000 years and we visited the tomb and we all participated in Yeshua's resurrection. And indeed, most of us were there for the actual event. And then last year, if you remember, we helped to clear the fear and the negativity around that event so that humanity could be more open to these new energies. And so this year, we got on the phone with Yeshua, and him and the collective suggested that we might want to make this a service project to accelerate humanity's, you know, conscious evolvement, and of course, we agreed. Yeah, absolutely. So in preparation for this call, and as John has said, it's meant to celebrate Easter the way that it was meant to be. It's to anchor and imprint the element of love into the collective consciousness of humanity and the Christ consciousness. Yeshua said, this is a game changer. It will assist in a higher escalation of the human collective consciousness. He repeatedly expressed the importance of us anchoring that vast seventh dimensional light template, along with a magenta color coding and the element of love. And I asked him if he could give us something, a visualization or something to be a little bit more aware of the element of love. And his reply was that the element of love itself is beyond what the rational mind can understand. Where have I heard that before? He continued, it's a state of consciousness, but the best we can give is in the diamond shape of the seventh dimensional light template and the magenta color coding. And he went on to explain this seventh dimensional light template a little bit more. He said it is a diamond shape, but it's a unique, it's unified shape. It's not two pyramids back to back. In that design, each of those lines has a different vibration. You might recall when we the alchemy. But the seventh dimensional light template, the energies flow as a unified field of expression that's based in Christ consciousness. Therefore, it is capable of manifesting and making usable the element of love in any creative possibility or intention, and it makes that manifestation more precise and more potent. So when we invoke the presence of the vast diamond magenta template, it's able to stabilize in our unified field longer because of the presence of the four archangels. And because of Yeshua's presence in the element of love and his full expression of Christ consciousness. All that's part of that template. These awarenesses together will help you to have a knowing of the presence of the element of love. And he said, we haven't been taught yet how to manifest with the seventh dimensional template because we're still unable to hold these frequencies and vibrations in a stable manner. For example, I meditate every morning before I go to work. And I'm certain, I know that I very often achieve that fifth dimensional vibration, that fifth dimensional consciousness. But then I go to work and I get caught up in the hustle and the bustle and the stress and I drop out, drop down into 4D, maybe hopefully not 3D, but you know, I'm not in that 5D state anymore. He said, we will reach a point where we can successfully and stably hold those frequencies, but we haven't done so yet. So for this call, and I'm reiterating some of what's already been said, but it's very important for all of us in the Seeding the Divine to be in the energy of that seventh dimensional template with the magenta color coding and the element of love, and to be in the collective crucible with all of the magnificent beings are here to assist us. And, that will allow them to participate in this project as well through us and through our collective. Now, if this call is open to the public, I won't be leading us into the crucible or the seventh dimensional template. We need to do that on our own before the call, you know. So spend a few minutes before the call, getting yourself into that state. And I just had the idea, Archangel Gabriel, that meditation just took me just right there, right exactly where I needed to be. So you might want to listen to that a few minutes before the call. You will hear, The seventh dimensional light template will be mentioned, and the magenta color code will be mentioned, and along with the element of love, but we will not go into details of those things. To give you a general sense of the meditation that Yeshua asked me to lead, he asked me to lead them into the Christed matrix, into the center of the earth, and I asked him how we achieve that. This isn't the seating of the divine, so how am I going to take, you know, general public? And he said, lead them into the earth star, and from there's a path that they can follow into the center of the earth and be in the presence of that magnificent, that brilliant, radiant Christed matrix. And then we'll bring them back up. We'll come up through the earth star and through their center column, through the chakras, into the Sacred Heart, where that Christed matrix also exists. And that's the point where I'm going to turn it over to Yeshua. So one more thing, Yeshua suggested that we might want to review the transcripts around the seventh dimensional light template when we were introduced to that in the conference in over the summer in Arkansas. And so if you don't have them, you can contact me and Joan. We'll get that to you. And that's all I have. Joan, do you have anything else about this that you think is important? You'd like to clarify anything I said?
I think you said it very well, Joe. I think everybody understands. We will. I will post this call right away after our meeting tonight, so that it's on your private page, so that you have that. And then the Easter call, of course, will be on your private page also. So that's really all I have to say. I just think that this is such an opportunity to escalate the consciousness of all humanity.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing
I agree.
The only thing I thought of was, and I don't know why those words came to me, but, you know, I feel so good about, you know, all of us in this group, you know, from all this study and all the time that we've spent and the information we've been given, that we can turn around and gift it. You know,
yes.
That's, to me, really special. So
it is.
That's all I wanted to say. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. Okay. All right. So now, if everybody will take a deep breath and help Joan to bring forth Yeshua, and he asked that we just keep the questions, you know, related to this project. And so here's Yeshua.
And remember, all you have to do to get on to ask a question is just star 6.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Yeshua. I am so delighted that you have agreed to do this project with us. It will change. It will be a game changer, as you say, in the years moving forward, and enable people, many who have been resistant or just totally unconscious, to come into an awareness that they could not have had if it weren't for your participation in helping to unlock the time locks that are very significant in holding stably a fifth dimensional consciousness and using the sixth and seventh dimensional light templates in their creation. So it is you, beloveds, you are the ones in the body, and we've said this to you often, but it has new meaning now, doesn't it? So in this call at Easter, it's all about the transformation and the ascension not just of consciousness, but of the body itself. Now, we won't go into depth about that, but in further seating in the divine meetings, we will talk about this and how significant this call is and these light templates are in your ability to create stably a fully activated light body, because it's dependent on having a physical body in the fifth dimension. So it has so many facets, this call, and the energies that we will create together, so many implications for humanity, but for you personally. One of them is, this is one of the first service projects that you will work with us and work with that seventh dimensional light template and the element of love in ways that you had never done before. And as you use it and apply it, even though it's a very different application than what you're used to, it's being in that holograph of the seventh dimensional light template, in the energy of that with me, with your heart just open and beaming and radiant, and your consciousness stably lined up with fifth dimension. There is no fear, there's no doubt. It's just pure conscious awareness. And it was no accident that Joan mentioned about the presence of the Holy Spirit and how significant that is. There is no division at the Godhead, at the source of your being. And that spirit, just as your spirit, is becoming more unified in order to do projects like this, that you will be called upon to do. And this seventh dimensional light template becomes more of a viable template as you use it, as well as that sixth dimensional light template that is dependent. The seventh is dependent on the sixth, and so on with the fifth. So they kind of operate as a unit. And so in these types of projects, when you merge your energy with my energy, with that love, that element of love, that is very misunderstood and can only be fully utilized and manifested when you are holding a fifth dimensional state of consciousness continually and stably, where you don't fall out, what you call fall out, because you were triggered or you were stressed or your emotions got the better part of you. You have sovereignty in that mental emotional body at all times. And that's not too far off. You struggled with this for a long time. And a lot of times I know you are frustrated. But it is not in the usability of these light templates. And the more we operate together in such projects, the more that stabilizes in your field and benefits you to be able to hold that fifth dimension stably 100% of the time. It's not too far in the distant future. So that said, dear ones, I am so delighted to be here with you, and I would like to have you make some comments or talk to me about about this project, or if you have any confusion or questions that you would like to ask, please feel free to do so now.
Just remember, gang, star six.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Yeshua. I'm thrilled to be here and to be participating in this project. I have one thing I would like clarification on, and that is the center of the earth. I haven't been visiting the center of the earth since we started to dock our Earth Star into the Earth Soul Star. And I just wanted to know, is there a reason not to go there anymore?
No.
It is the place I thought we were avoiding.
No. Actually, by docking into the Earth's Soul Star, that is in the center of the Earth. It is in the center of that Christed matrix. And it facilitates your ability to be aware of what it might have been like when you were present at the very beginning, when you held Christ consciousness, and when there was little, very little form, and you were a unified expression of the earth itself. So by docking into the Earth Star, that opens so many gateways in your consciousness to remember, but also to start communicating or having some relationship with the inner earth beings, especially the luminaries, the Lemurians, the Andarans, all of these beautiful 12th dimensional beings, the ones you call the Ancient of Ancients. So, yes, by all means, but realize that when you are docking into that Earth Soul Star, you are docking into the center of the Earth, to its state of consciousness, to the grandeur in which it was created. You don't want to put anything in it, but you want to benefit from it and draw from it. So it's just a misunderstood thing that happens with language.
Yes, I see. Well, thank you. I do understand, and thank you so much for this clarification.
You are very welcome. Good question.
Thank you.
You know, with all of us sitting in this crucible, the refinement of the light is something that you don't experience very often. It is that potent. So I can understand why it doesn't come into your mind to ask a question or to make a comment, because the energies are such that just being in this crucible, all of us together, and I feel the same way, it's very exhilarating, uplifting.
I have a question, if no one else wants to speak up. And if you can, you told us a little bit more about this diamond template and that it's in a unified shape. Is it possible for you to describe that shape in a way that we can visualize it a little better? Or is it even appropriate to try to do that or just accept what you just said?
You have to accept what I just said because I have no other way in your language to describe it's a diamond. But understand, it's a holograph. It emanates from the source of your being. And it was present in the original state when Earth first was created as a Christed planet. Had to be. Christ consciousness can't exist without the element of love. So if you just visualize yourself in the center of this diamond, now you do have some foundation of the beginnings of that through mastering alchemy with the pink diamond in the heart. But this is in your entire field. It is around and within you. It is that. It's a holograph. It's a energetic template, if you will. It's a matrix of sorts.
Okay, I understand. I won't ask for any more visualizations on that.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you okay. want me to say? What is it that you don't, that you cannot see? Engage your third eye. It's your mind's eye that knows it, not your rational mind that has to have it in some kind of form. It's the energy of it.
Right, I get that, and I'm really, and I'm not struggling with it. I know that when I do have something to visualize, sometimes that's helped me in the past. But really, I'm okay. I thought it might help other people, but I don't have to have something to visualize. I'm all right.
What more can you visualize other than this huge diamond that happens to be filled with the magenta color code?
Right.
So you have to let the rationality of it rest and just get into the energy. You know, Metatron talked about in your first session about starting to pay attention to the holographic downloads, to the holographic imprints that are being given to you energetically, and paying more attention to the energy, just as we all sit here in this vast crucible together. Does anyone in our collective want to make a comment about that?
Yeah,
what
this is
you
Jody.
See? Yes.
Couple things. I was listening to the conversation that you guys were having, and there were a couple references to kind of looking at the transcripts and refreshing our memories, or refreshing ourselves from the transcripts. And so I went, I figured, well, I have a little bit of time, and it's been a while since I've listened to or looked at some of them, and I got not lost, but there's 3 days. There's like 3 days. It's like, and they weren't broke up into as many individual parts as I wished, because I am limited in time and that. Do you have any suggestions for which ones to refresh ourselves would be most beneficial? Because there was a lot that was gone over. There was, you know, there was screaming. There was so much to that weekend.
Yes, there was. And understand, you're at a different state of consciousness in this moment than you were at that conference. And the other part of that is you retrieved two massive light templates. So you were really saturated. So we decided in that last day not to even attempt any further dialogue about streaming and just leave it as it was, and for the energy to be more integrated in your consciousness. And that 3 months was so necessary for you to rest and not have any further teachings. Whether you reviewed it or not was irrelevant, but you had to rest in the energies and allow them to grow.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I looked around and all the rest of us were drooling right along with me. You know, I mean, we were saturated.
Yes, definitely. Very definitely. So what happened in that second retrieval of the seventh dimensional light template, it was just the basics where the archangels retrieved it out of the time lock, brought it forth. I came out of the center and presented it to each one of you individually. And that's in the recording and in the transcript. And then that afternoon, I briefly, and I mean briefly, discussed with you what that template was. But it was not near the breadth or depth that you will be learning this year.
Okay. So
and
the,
this is what... Go ahead.
So I was gonna ask for a little bit more clarity on you guys were talking in conversation that it would be recommended for us to kind of refresh ourselves in that. So basically what I'm picking up from it is just to sit in that energy and just recall the templates and just let them open up. There really isn't anything to re-listen to or to go back to, or do you recommend?
Well, you know, if you have to satisfy the mind of the body about what it is, what that seventh dimensional template is, you will find that there in that second day, in the morning, the activation. And in the afternoon, the conversation. But you're at a different place now. And this conference call that we'll be doing with you on Easter positions you to understand it at a different level as you use it, because you're holding it. You already have, if you think back to that conference and the understanding that you had on that Saturday afternoon and the understanding that you have at this moment is quite different.
Very. That's it. And I guess that's what I was feeling and wasn't able to really spit it out, was that as I was looking back at it, it was like it seemed foreign. And I wasn't sure what it was that you were asking us to revisit. So that what you just said just answered my question is, yes, just sit in the energy in present moment and just hold it, just to be it. Okay.
To be it, exactly.
To be it.
Exactly.
Right. Not to know it, but to be it.
To be it.
As we become it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, I got it.
Good comment. Thank you.
I could do this.
You can do this.
This is an honor. Yeah, this is an honor. I mean, this is what we've been working towards, and it is an honor. Thank you.
And think of the upside for you.
personally.
Oh, yeah. I love this energy. It comes back tenfold.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. This is Margaret, and I have, well, first of all, I am really thrilled to be doing this. For the years that we have been working on ourselves and collecting these energetics and all of it, and now to have a day where we can hold this in a way that others can hopefully receive it. Wow. Wow. I just think that's fantastic. And so I'm thinking about, I'm going to invite my family to listen, and if they do, it will be such a delight to have them feel what what I have been feeling. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. You want to share the joy.
Yes, very much.
And being in that seventh dimensional light template is sheer joy.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
So,
it makes perfect sense.
I know that there's probably going to be more questions after this Easter call, and I'm looking forward to spending time conversing about whatever we put together and present. And I really hope that this is going to touch a lot of humanity,
yes,
all over the planet,
mm-hmm.
as well as the planet. So I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Very well said. Well, dear ones, if no one has any more comments to make at this time and would just like to sit in this delicious energy with me, that is enough. Wouldn't you say? So I feel that we are all very prepared for this Easter gathering and this celebration of ascension. And receiving the element of love. So I look forward to gathering and being with you in our crucible on Easter. So with that, I will take my withdrawal, and I am delighted that you have agreed to do this service project with me. Blessings, dear ones.
Blessings, Yeshua. Thank you. It's an honor and a privilege. I'm very grateful to be a part of this. Thank you, everybody. for all participating, and I'm looking forward to seeing you all Easter Sunday.
Good night, everyone.